Okay, so the question was asked, when do we view persistency as a good thing in dating? This is a question which really every instance is worth consulting with someone specifically, because anything I'm going to say can be misconstrued, and I don't want people stalking other people and saying, but he said so. So I'm going to try and say things clearly, but I'm going to say that this is not a practical answer. Before you apply anything we say practically, consult with someone. Make sure you're within the norm, because people very often go out of the norm, but they don't recognize it. So we cannot rely on ourselves to recognize the norm. As we learned in Mishlei tonight, kol derech ish yashal ve'enav. Whatever a person does, he thinks is straight. We all think what we're doing is, that's normal. So maybe it is, hopefully it is, but just run it by someone. In general, persistency is a good thing. I was once dating a girl, and it was going pretty well. And a friend of mine came in from America. He's a friend who's old enough almost to be my father. But we did things together, so we became good friends. And he asked me, how's dating going? So I said, oh, I'm dating a girl. It's interesting. Seems good. So he told me, if you're telling me it seems good, then buddy, you better ensure it works out. So I said, well, wait a second. Hey, we haven't spoken in 3 years. What are you talking about? So he told me like this. He said, when I was dating, I dated many, many girls, and they all seemed the same to me. We only became friends when he already had a bunch of kids and he was married with kids. I didn't know him like when he was dating. I don't know if I was alive then. So he's a grandfather already. So he told me, when I was dating, I dated many girls and they all seemed the same. And then I date this girl, and on the first date, I see she's unusual. And I see it's going well. So the date ends and I'm excited, and I call her up the next day and I say, hey, I don't remember her name. We'll make up a name. Say, hey, Javi, I got this great sweater. I got this amazing sweater today. You have to see it. When can I pick you up? We'll go kayaking. You got to see the sweater I got. And she's like stuttering because she didn't really want a second date. Well, he already said it. So like she agreed to a second date. And to make a long story short, they're married. With Kim. So he said to me, you put your eye on something that seems good to you, you better not let go. So I took it to heart. I also married that girl. That he told me that. I didn't do it forcefully like him, but again, I think the concept is an important one. If you want something, then you do have to find a way of pursuing it. In every instance, you have to do what's normal. What worked for him, another girl might have hung up the phone on him and said, hey buddy, that's chutzpah. Who are you to tell me you're going on a second date? Don't you think you have to ask me out? So you have to know him. His job is a salesman. He makes Baruch Hashem a good parnasa of being a salesman. So he knows how to smooth talk people. I mean, coming from him, something like that goes over very well. Every person has to know their talents and what they could get away with and what they can't get away with. He was able to get away with that. I know another guy who talks and talks and talks and he can't get in a word edgewise. He's just he'll talk to you for 3 hours straight and then he'll say, did you say something? Like, no, I didn't say anything. No, it's been 3 hours now. I haven't said a word. So his wife told me that they dated their first date. She was coming off of a relationship that she thought would have worked out and didn't work out. And she was depressed. And they go on the first date. Seems decent. He calls her up after the date, the next day, and he starts talking, and he's talking, and 45 minutes later he's still talking. So they're already talking for 45 minutes. So at some point in the conversation he says, okay, why don't we continue face to face? When can I pick you up? So he took her into that second date also, where she was thinking, I'm not sure it makes sense to continue with this guy, but he talked her into it. I've never done something like that in my life. I'm too much of a yekka. I'm a very straight shooter. So by me, things are very orderly. Are we going on another date? Are we not? And if someone did something like that to me, I don't know, they'd have to be a very, very good smooth talker for me not to get upset at them. But the concept is a correct one. The concept that if you see something good, then figure out a way of getting it. When I said the story about this girl that sent rabbis to the guy to try and convince him to go out again, there's nothing wrong with her trying. I understand her. She saw something that made sense to her, she tried. There was a girl who wanted to marry the top guy in a certain yeshiva, and he didn't want to go out with her. So what'd she do? Every time she had to go to the bus stop, and every time she had to go do something, she'd walk by the window where he was, back and forth and back and forth. And every day she made sure to walk by that window like 15 times a day. Anything she had to do out of the house, she'd walk by that window. And to make a long story short, today they're married with grandchildren. She made sure to find a way of getting him to agree. What? I don't know the details of the story. I don't know how that worked. This part of the story she told over at one of her children's Sheva Brachos or something. But I don't know how she did it. I don't know the details. But if you see something you like, then figure out a way to pursue it within norms. Don't stalk the person. But that's where it's important to talk to someone, because sometimes we're enthralled and we don't realize how the other person is seeing or hearing what we're saying, and it could be a huge turnoff. Like, hey, give me my space. But at the same time, it does pay to figure out a way of pursuing the person and trying to get the person. Yes, for sure. Yeah.